Our Lord uses a surprising parable in today's gospel. You know, one might think that our Lord would envision the kingdom of God as a pristine field filled with wheat that's growing and flourishing, but that's not the image that he uses. He uses a field that's a mix of weeds and wheat, a field that would probably not look very attractive. But one of the reasons why our Lord uses this analogy is because he's patient. You know, he wants to give us an opportunity for conversion. And there's a lot of people that might embrace a life of evil at one point, but later come to turn away from that and embrace a life in service of Christ. And if our Lord weren't to give us time to repent, we wouldn't have that opportunity. And so by being patient, our Lord gives us that opportunity for conversion. Another thing that we can see as we look at this parable is that the Christian life in this world is going to be a struggle. You know, there's a battle between the weeds and the wheat for the nutrients in the soil. You know, they're fighting against one another. And so we have to recognize that our Christian life is not going to be pristine. There's not a day of our lives where everything's just going to be peaceful and we don't have to worry about a struggle. That's just not the way that our lives are. And it's going to be a constant struggle within our own spiritual lives, within the church, and within the world around us. One of the many places where we can see this battle is in the state of Ohio right now. Because Ohio has become the center stage in a key battle, which is quite possibly going to impact the rest of the country. There's one ballot initiative in the year 2023 that's in support of abortion, and that's in the state of Ohio. Next year, there's going to be 18 states that are going to be targeted, but they're using Ohio as the testing ground and in order to build support and refine their tactics for what they want to bring to the rest of the country. And so I want to look a little bit at the ballot initiative in November so that we understand how widespread and significant the effects of this would be if it were passed. And so this November, they're trying to pass a constitutional amendment to the Ohio Constitution. And if we look at the text on what this ballot initiative says, it says every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on contraception, fertility treatment, and abortion. And it goes on to say that the state shall not burden or interfere with an individual's voluntary exercise of this right. And so several things that are important to highlight from this. It says every individual has this right. It doesn't say every adult. It says every individual. And so what this amendment would do is it would strip away parental consent laws. If a 12 or 13-year-old girl is pregnant and wants to have an abortion, then she can do that, no questions asked. And any laws that put any restrictions on that would be wiped away. And so there would be no questions asked, and the ability for the state to have parental consent laws would be eliminated. Other things that could place restrictions on abortions that will probably fall if this constitution amendment is passed. Things like a 24-hour waiting period or a ban on late-term abortions. You know, these are things that a lot of people support and seem like very common sense ways to restrict and limit abortion. Those can be wiped away. And right now, abortion clinics have to abide by certain health and safety standards. You know, hospitals have to. Even restaurants have to abide by certain safety standards. But this amendment could very well eliminate those. As we look more deeply at this law, the language in it is very vague. It says every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. What does that mean, reproductive decisions? That could easily apply to gender reassignment surgeries because those impact reproduction. And the groups that are promoting this amendment, groups like Urge and and Planned Parenthood, they're very clear that they want to eliminate parental consent laws regarding transition surgeries. The amendment also says that anyone who assists an individual in exercising this right shall not be discriminated against. And so, you know, one of the things that one of the effects that this is going to have is that within our schools, you know, right now, you know, parents have to sign a permission slip for their kid to go to the zoo. But what this amendment would enable is that parents could send their kids to school thinking everything's okay and not recognizing or realizing that that school is giving contraceptives to their child or is facilitating an abortion or is even assisting them in getting medications or surgeries for gender reassignment surgeries. Because this amendment is so vague and all-encompassing in terms of the language, there's a lot of risks that this opens up. And one of the things we have to realize is that, you know, this progressive movement, they don't respect parental authority. You know, they think that children are the property of the state and that they should be able to do whatever they want with their children. And so we have to stand up against that. And this amendment is coming in November. And if it fails in November, they'll try it again the following year. The reason why Ohio is being targeted, there's probably a couple reasons. One is because it's a bellwether state. And another reason why Ohio is being targeted is because it's fairly easy to pass a constitutional amendment. It requires a 50% majority. And so there's tens of millions of dollars that are flowing into Ohio right now, and they're going to have ad campaigns in support of this amendment. You know, there's going to be doctors on commercials who look very official and say, well, you know, this amendment is important for supporting women's health. Or, you know, there could be clergy members, you know, maybe even someone wearing a collar that are on these ads saying, well, this is good for the family and good for women. So there's going to be a lot of disinformation that's being spread. In August, there's a ballot initiative that intends to raise the threshold to pass a constitutional amendment in Ohio to 60%. So a yes vote in August would make it harder to pass the amendment in November. And, you know, the yes vote in August would also apply to other amendments because right now there's a movement in Ohio to legalize euthanasia, which is the murder of sick and elderly people rather than providing and caring for them. And so a yes in August would make it more difficult to pass a constitutional amendment, which would apply to any constitutional amendment, but it would certainly help to defend Ohio against these pro-abortion and pro-euthanasia attacks. We're not in the midst of a pristine field. We're in the midst of a field of weeds and wheat. It's a battle between good and evil. And this battle might not be one that we want to fight right now, but the battle's here, whether we like it or not. Our only choice is whether we surrender or do nothing, or whether we fight against this proposed constitutional amendment. And there's so much at stake regarding the sacredness of life and the dignity of the family that we can't just stay on the sidelines and let things happen. It's important for us to proclaim the gospel of life, that every life is sacred and that the family is sacred and that the family has God-given authority that no government has the right to take away. You know, parents have the right from God to raise their children in the practice of virtue and the faith. And so what can we do about this? Well, first of all, prayer. Prayer and penance. Prayer and penance transform hearts. Secondly, get out and vote. If you're not registered, register and make sure that you vote in August, by August 8th. Your vote matters. The third thing we can do is talk to everyone we can. Talk to family members, to friends, to neighbors and coworkers about what this amendment actually does. If people in Ohio understood the effects of this constitutional amendment, they would never vote for it. And so help them to understand what this amendment will do. This is not a time for us to be silent. This is a time for us to speak out with conviction. And our weapons are the truth, courage, and the power of prayer.